It's true. Fashion does speak louder than words. Every iconic look has an iconic story that's waiting to be told. Join me in this special audio experience of Threads, where we go behind the scenes of the fashion and style of the most significant events in sports and entertainment. In each and every episode, our guests reveal untold stories and share secrets behind their favorite looks, like Matt Cardona, who relived his childhood dream when he won the WWE Intercontinental Championship at WrestleMania 32.
And then inside this, I put the WTW logo. Nobody like on TV saw it, but it was like for me, you know, like I made it. It's very special for me, you know, because I literally on that trampoline every day, practicing stuff, doing moves, wrestling my brothers, wrestling my friends. And then like I actually did something with that.
And a look that had potential and never happened. Like at WrestleMania 35 when Mandy Rose was supposed to win the SmackDown Women's Championship.
It was very upsetting because it was like one of those moments that could have been really cool for me, but then it was just like, maybe next time. This was a really cool jacket that I had made. I did end up wearing it at the Battle Royal at WrestleMania 35, which I ended up in the Battle Royal when I potentially having a title match. But I strut myself down that ramp and I wore this. I probably had some ideas of maybe wings back then to go out if I did have that match, because it would have been really special. But I never had wings made.
And when we talk WrestleMania, we have to mention Natalya Neidhart.
This piece for WrestleMania 35, it was made by Terry. Terry and her sister Julie actually designed the very first ever Heart Foundation gear for my dad and Brett. And Terry and Julie were actually the women that came up with my dad and Brett wearing pink and black. We wanted to pay homage to Brett and my dad, so we did pink and black and then with a little bit of blue.
On that note, pioneers such as the Bella Twins know firsthand that what you're wearing can attribute to success.
Made us the most confident. Like, we put on a red lip and we put on red and we just own it as a woman. It's our super Wonder Woman colors and Superman. When you put on that cape, red was like our cape.
Speaking of women paving the way, we hear from Hall of Famers and those who made an everlasting impact for generations to come, like Tori Wilson.
I don't know why I'm getting emotional. I get emotional because when I think back to my time, a lot of it was great, but a lot of it was a struggle because it was unknown and we were just trying to figure out what our role was going to be. I didn't know if I was a wrestler or if I was a valet or if I was just a character on TV. And so you had to have all these hats in your bag at all time to be able to pull out from. But like, I never felt fully prepared because I never really knew what my role was.
From red carpets to wrestling rings, the stories behind the most iconic looks are ready to be revealed. And of course, check us out on YouTube where you'll find the show in its original intended format. I'm Mackenzie Mitchell and welcome to Threads.